June 10th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Today you need to prepare your hearts for the United Hearts Weekend and my triple blessing. Free your hearts of worldly concerns by trusting in me. Surrender to our united hearts, and I will surrender to you many graces. Within the united hearts is the essence of holiness, pure love. You are called to emulate this love with your wholehearted consent. Every love has as its center an object of affection. Holy love has as its core love of me, creator of all, and love of neighbor as self. This is how you live and celebrate the United Hearts, with a commitment to living in holy love. Some may have to change their priorities in life, making personal holiness their most important goal. This means detachment from the world, its goals, and false promises. Be my best instrument by making this commitment over and over in your hearts, beginning now, in this present moment." A note is given to read Colossians chapter 3, 1 through 10. "If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you: immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience. In these you once walked, when you lived in them. But now, put them all away: anger, wrath, malice, slander, and foul talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old nature with its practices, and have put on the new nature, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its Creator." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.